The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to November 1996.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents the George and Kathy Show. otherwise known as Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWitt. Today we have a lot of the regular panel and one of our sometime regular panelists as well. Mm-hmm. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Uh-huh. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, that's right. And on George's right, from the Department of History and the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Woo. Professor Kathy Bush.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Really glad. Very glad.
And on Kathy's right, from the Department of History, also Professor Greg Sumner.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi, Greg.
Please pass the Cool Whip. The Cool Whip.
The Cool Whip. Yes. Mm. And on Greg's right, from the Department of Mathematics, Professor Dan Maggio.
Thanks.
Welcome back.
All tied up. I can't move.
Untie him.
And on Dan's right, from the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
Yeah. Hi, Edwin.
You better adjust the dose there.
My gosh. Jeez.
Right.
And on Arthur's right, my left, from the Department of English, Professor Hugh Kulin.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. How did the hunting go over Thanksgiving?
Well, I was with Greg. It's the first time he's tried it out.
That's right. I got two. He got zero.
That was, but aside from other people we were hunting with, how'd we do on the deer?
Oh. We hit a couple coming
on the way back. On the way back. Run, Bambi, run.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Mother.
Your mother's not coming back anymore, Bambi.
She's in Hugh's refrigerator.
And Bambi, king of the forest? How come you got a girl's name, huh, Bambi?
Here comes Godzilla.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So you're in control here, Edwin?
No. And this is that radio show, folks, you know, the one you sometimes find by accident.
Death Squad.
I thought this was my support group.
Well, it's the same thing, isn't
friends
it?
Friends talking to friends.
No. People helping people.
Oh, people helping people.
Oh, my God. Well, this is the one where
it's 12 steps, but we haven't taken the first one yet.
You send us questions. We try to answer them. If we can't answer them, you get something. In fact, you're going to get a diploma.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
Melissa.
As this today, when we finish this show, we are taking the photograph also.
Ooh, ah.
So, you know, things are on.
And
on
in
the
a
move.
Year, we're going to develop it.
I tell you, yeah,
we
yeah.
Are. You know. Then we'll get some stamps.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll require a purchase order.
And, that's next year, though.
This is year. We're going for year 2000.
Yeah.
Hey, 2000 is going to be a big year.
This is
count
a 5-year plan.
Plan? 5-year plan, very definitely. And if you don't stump the panel, well, then you're actually lucky because you get whatever we find lying around our desks, and that can go in the mail very quickly. So it doesn't really matter, you know. All right.
If you don't stump this panel.
On our last program.
Yeah, we don't answer questions at all. How can we lose?
Dealing with a set of questions from Elizabeth Sobel of Columbus, Ohio.
Where are we?
All right.
Go Buckeyes.
And we had just started, I think.
I don't remember these at all.
What were they about? Didn't
it? We hadn't even started.
That's right, we hadn't. She was just starting. I'll repeat her letter. I am writing this letter to let you know just how much I enjoy listening to your program. George is already getting in costume for the photograph here. yes, what is that character? It's Jason,
cop.
Isn't it?
Jason.
He has a hockey mask.
Go ahead, just keep on going.
That's right.
She's my word here.
She says, I enjoy listening to your program. It is refreshing and, yes, even comforting to learn that there are people out there crazier than I. All right. However, there are two favors with your program. For one, the program is much too short in duration, and for another, this show is broadcast at what I can only label as the most insane time of the day, 5 a.m. on Sunday in Columbus, Ohio. You know.
You think it's bad to listen to it, then? What about us having to get up and give it?
And do it, yeah. You know, this is a live feed, believe it or not.
Only for Columbus.
Only for Columbus.
We have to be in Fargo, North Dakota at 3:30.
Yeah. Boy.
Put a lot of miles on that.
And though, as I previously stated, I do enjoy this program very much, it has occurred to me that the questions put to you are rather wimpy.
No.
Not nearly challenging enough for so distinguished a panel. Therefore, I have come up with questions eminently more suitable.
What's wrong with
no, really,
questions which I can personally guarantee you will find far more challenging.
All right.
And here we go.
Many have said that.
Who was the Duke of Monmouth?
At what?
Yeah, but like, duh.
Think second half of the 17th century, yes. There's always been a Duke of Monmouth.
All right.
The Duke of Monmouth.
Yes. The end of the Stuart period. The end of the Stuart. Last of the Stuarts.
I don't know what to say about that.
Well, was it? Did he become a king?
No.
Wrong.
So it's not Charles II.
It's Charles II. He's connected to Charles II.
His brother.
Not his brother.
His son.
Sure.
Right. I'm the Duke of
But he didn't
Monmouth.
Become king because of the...
Because that was
James. And he's the one that led a rebellion trying to unseat James.
Right.
That's right, yeah. Okay. Okay. Who was the Duke...
So did we get credit or not?
Well, yes, you do.
Sure.
Of course,
okay.
Sure.
I mean, is his name Mike? Is it Steve?
Who was the Duke of Monmouth's mentor?
His dad.
No.
No.
A relative?
Yeah. Oh, no. Think John Locke. And Locke's employer.
Montesquieu.
No.
What, you mean William and Mary?
No, well, this is before William and Mary.
Uh-huh.
Who was John Locke working for? Who was
he? I thought he worked for them.
No, he did later on.
Oh.
But he was,
he moved around.
There was a nobleman who actually employed Locke as his physician.
Is this like a dude?
It's an earl. It's an earl.
Okay.
There's a street, a theatrical street in London named after him. In the West End. An avenue named after this earl. Shaftesbury, that's right. The Earl of Shaftesbury.
Oh,
who ended
right.
up over the Nederlands. He,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what does it mean when they say he was his mentor? He taught him all he knew?
He was his political sponsor. I mean, he was the man behind
the revolution that didn't work.
Yeah.
But also, Shaftesbury was a writer. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He was a liberal theologian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. There were liberals back then?
Expect for a behind-the-throne monarchical supporter.
Wouldn't you?
Name the famous poem which satirized this relationship, Shaftesbury and the Duke of Monmouth.
Oh, little Bobby Shafto gone to sea with a buckle on his knee and all that.
No, this is a more exalted poem.
Is this Pope's Dunciad?
It's by Dryden.
Oh, it's by Dryden. Is it the dialogue?
It's two names, both beginning with A.
An Astrophel. No.
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Well, you almost had it, Hugh. Think of the son of David who hanged himself by mistake with his long hair in a tree.
Yeah.
Absalom.
Yes.
And Absalom.
Achitophel.
Exactly.
Absalom
and Achitophel. That's it. That's it.
Smoke them, huh?
I tell you, you could teach a whole history of England this way, couldn't you?
Not really.
Not really.
Not well.
You wouldn't give these prizes.
You could teach it, but not well.
Yeah.
But they would give prizes.
In the fall of 1685, who was the Welsh-born Chief Justice who presided over the bloody assizes?
Nice. That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got three members of the history department here, so I'll sit back and relax.
I'll sit back as well.
Okay.
1685.
Mm-hmm. This was after the...
That was a great year.
This was after Monmouth's Rebellion.
It was a great year. Bach was born that year. Handel was born that year.
That's right.
It was a great year.
Not in England.
Passing
England.
Right along.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That's not even partial credit.
It's a real nice Welsh.
It's 1685.
Yeah, it is. It's
Llewellyn.
No. If the first name is your name.
George.
Okay. The last name.
Yeah.
No, it's a much more common name. There's a restaurant at the end of 9 Mile in Livernois.
Jeffries.
Beef Carver. Yes. Okay. George Jeffries. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Yeah, George Beef Carver.
George Coney Island. Yeah, that's what I was working on.
George Papa Romano.
Name the herdsman who bumped the headsman. Excuse me.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Oh, he probably ended up as a herdsman. Name the headsman who bungled Monmouth's execution.
Wow! Oh, really?
Ooh, Stephen the clumsy.
Nice.
One arm friend.
That's it, really. Now, was he a French swordsman?
No, he wasn't. Not like Anne Boleyn.
Okay,
no,
so they didn't ship such
a local hack, so to speak. Probably.
Like
what they did with Mary Queen of Scots. Well, this was a man named Jack Ketch.
Well,
Ketch.
Don't know him.
Then she has a bonus question. How many chops did it finally take to cut off the Duke of Monmouth's head?
Five. 5.
2.
That's close enough. 6.
Okay.
Could you pass that salami?
this woman, Mary Sobel. Sobel? Yes. Is that her last name? What's her first name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. You're sick. That's I'm telling you right now.
In a nice
Even
way.
Even Greg and I think you're sick.
Can you come up and visit?
No, I like those.
Name the artist who painted the Duke of Monmouth's post-decapitation portrait. I'd love to see that in the National Portrait Gallery.
I've seen that.
It is in Gainsborough.
No, it's not.
Darn.
No. Or Constable.
Really, the Scarlet Stump. He had some really horrible names.
No, they sewed it back on so that a post-mortem painting could be done.
Well, it might have appeared in Hieronymus Bosch, but that's why before
that's why
this
why it's suspiciously wide ascot.
No, it's no one. It's okay. Sir Godfrey Kneller, K-N-E-L-L-E.
Oh, yeah, Kneller.
Oh, you know
him. You know that name?
Oh, yeah, Nervous Kneller.
Nervous Kneller.
Ever since he did that picture, he's had these bad dreams.
And the final question.
Okay.
Name the famous author who trailed a musket for his grace. That's a quote.
Defoe?
Yes.
All right.
Dan Defoe.
And
joining us from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Buona ziwa. I mean, hello.
Hello.
Got to speak English. That's what I teach.
Right.
Did she get a tardy slip?
I think we won.
I think you did, yeah. I think you actually won.
We say that about anything.
I'm kind of amazed, but you did well, panel.
And we invented
But we enjoyed those questions, Elizabeth. Send more. Please
sure.
send more.
More.
You'd think that would have been the subject of a major play or motion picture. It sounds so exciting. How come we don't have a...
It's probably harder.
That's what you could do in your English history class. Have them cog together some type of little dramatic presentation.
Yeah.
Give Mel Gibson a chance. He'll do the Duke of Monmouth.
He'll do the Duke of Monmouth next.
Chicken heart.
That's right. Yeah. Chicken heart.
Every man has hair. Not every man has stage hair.
Our next little bit of questions comes from Dirt Man.
Oh, good. Dirt Man.
Not again.
From Kindy, Michigan.
Oh,
yes.
Kindy.
Is that someone new?
No.
Oh, yes. Well, but Dirt Man's been around
for
a while.
You know Dirt Man.
Aren't we going to Kindy, one of our road trips?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's good bowling.
Is that where it is?
I didn't know that. It's a great place.
Where's Kindy?
Here,
thumb.
Dan, it's in the thumb.
Of Indiana?
All of us carry the map of the state around with us on our bodies.
Right.
Massachusetts is supposed to be doable, too. You just put your hand into these weird contortions.
Oh, is that?
This is Massachusetts.
George is making a threatening, perhaps obscene gesture.
Well, Dirt Man wants to know.
How do you say Cape Cod in Italian?
These are all about people being shot.
Dost thou bite thy tongue at me?
Oh, I
shot.
Like it.
Okay.
Now better than having their heads
okay.
hacked off.
That's right. Good. So Dirtman wants to know first, who shot President McKinley?
Chagall.
That's close enough. Chagall.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Czechoslovakia shot him.
Buffalo, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
See,
where
see,
those
that's what started Buffalo. The Balkan Wars?
That's what it's all about.
Never go to Buffalo.
That's right.
for
many
wings,
reasons.
Not
no.
for the shuffle.
Many reasons. Nothing. I remember when I was in grad school, we used to get the Canadian, in Toronto, you got the Buffalo TV station at night. And the 11 o'clock news is always some liquor store being robbed, you know. Anyway, let's take a little break.
You could spend practically all day searching through the radio dial trying to find answers to life's most perplexing questions.
Of course you know what to do, but you're flattered.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
or you could ask the professor and get some real answers.
What did store owner Sam Drucker tell Lisa about getting electricity?
She'd have to do something with him first.
No.
And Arnold Watch.
Come on, get those questions ready and send them to Ask the Professor Radio Show. Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu. Or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor. You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from November 1996. As we're now in the holiday season, we invite you to send us your Christmas questions. Please send them to atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to this classic Ask the Professor program from November 1996.
We're back in the midst of total chaos here as we're sending tapes back and forth and all that kind of stuff. We're with our questions from Dirtman.
From Kindy.
That's
hi, everybody at Biff's.
Okay, very good. Who shot Alexander Hamilton?
Aaron Burr.
That's right. Who shot J.R.?
Don't know.
Oh,
Pamela Sue.
A woman? A woman?
Ex-wife? His...
No, well, but it was a dream.
Well, he wasn't shot at all. It was a dream.
No, no, no. That was something else.
That was Newman or
Bobby is dead or something.
Okay,
or
it was
I don't know.
Some little tart, right?
Well, yes.
Okay.
It was Sue Ellen's sister.
Sue Ellen.
Yeah, one of the Crosby offspring.
Mm-hmm. I had a very good friend that taped that sequence,
Bobby?
When Sue Ellen lost her mind, and he would do it on fast forward and then reverse it and watch her flip out for several hours at a time.
I remember that night vividly.
This was your friend,
because there was an awards dinner.
Yes.
At the university, and they cut everything short so people could go home to watch Who Shot J.R.
Oh.
And people came to our house, and eventually we had a wonderfully five-hour-long fist fight on the living room floor. The bloodstains are still
blood
there.
On the white rug.
Yes.
About
George
what?
Was there, perhaps.
It wasn't
I was
about
there,
that.
It wasn't
it
was my blood.
JR, okay.
No, it was about something else.
Oh, good. As long as you're not having fist fights about
it involved members of the faculty. And it was
now we just have them in studies meetings.
I can't drink. My liver's gone.
How did Ross Perot get in here?
It's supposed to be J.R.
Well, it sounds like Ross Perot.
That's just sad. That is sad.
Maybe Greg will have some tutoring with Arthur.
And finally, who shot Mr. Burns?
Maggie did.
Yes.
Who's Mr. Burns?
On The Simpsons. The nuclear plant boss.
I'm out of the loop.
Do
you know The Simpsons?
On that?
I am.
Yeah.
In fact, I missed that episode. I mean,
I'd
be shocked.
Okay, good.
If I watched it.
Is Mr. Burns still alive? Or?
Yeah, he recovered.
Where'd she shoot him? In the foot? Or?
No, she got him in the stomach area.
She did? Ooh.
But it was an accident. He tried to take
I had no idea The Simpsons were that violent.
And his gun dropped and her little finger hit the trigger. And she blasted him, and then the gun went under the seat. And see, that's why they thought Homer did it, because Homer found the gun under the seat.
Oh.
And his fingers touched
Well,
it.
We thank Dirtman. He didn't stump the panel, but...
so there.
We know he'll be back.
It was good for the self-esteem.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Our next set of questions comes from Keith Hedrick of
California.
Orange, California.
California, yes.
Yes, how about that? And he says, I have enclosed 10 quotes. You need to figure
out
who said it. Yeah, right.
Keep hoping.
We'll take it, love.
You were working on your taxes, weren't you?
You need 6 out of 10 correct in order to win. Okay.
Six? This guy has low standards.
He's serious.
That's good.
That's why he writes to us.
He's a realist.
Who said?
Who said?
I have taken more out of alcohol than alcohol has taken out of me.
Noel Coward.
No, it's British.
Oh.
But it's a statesman.
Churchill.
That's right.
Churchill was at a party one night, and this woman came up to him. You know that story?
That story. But tell her.
Yeah.
What do
you
say?
Tell
her.
Oh, and she was being obnoxious, and she said, you know, Mr. Churchill, you're drunk. And he said, yes, madam, that's true, and you're ugly. But in the morning, I shall be sober, and you will still be ugly.
This wasn't Queen Elizabeth, was it?
He didn't know who it was.
Mrs. Stalin. Or Mr. Stalin.
Next question. Yeah. Who said, only in a police state is the job of a policeman easy?
Gore Vidal.
No. No, it's an American actor, director, filmmaker, stage director, theater.
Orson Welles.
That's right.
All right.
Orson Welles. That's right. Who said, I don't like principles, I prefer prejudices.
Oscar Wilde.
Exactly,
it's
Oscar Wilde. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a
vintage.
Wild man.
Vintage.
Who said, moral indignation, jealousy with a halo.
Ooh,
that's nice.
Oh, Sarah.
Is that
Amber Sarah
White?
Said it.
No. And just joining us from the Department of History, the chairman of that department, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Someone's
Sarah.
Sitting in my chair. My forage
bowl. Oh, it's Goldilocks.
What about your bed?
Nobody's sleeping in my bed.
Okay.
Oh, you poor love.
Sorry, we've been getting out of
chair. Shaw, Bernard Shaw.
No, right country, though.
Oh, okay.
Irish.
No, not Irish.
English.
I mean British, yeah.
British,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that, like an Yves Lenoir, one of those types?
No,
okay.
He's associated sometimes with early science fiction.
Verne?
No,
he's
English.
French.
Aldous Huxley?
Well, H.G. Wells.
All right. Not
Wells. Yeah. I was going to say spiritualism, but isn't that Conan Doyle? Or is that
yes, yeah, that's Conan Doyle.
Which one wrote Around the World in 80 Days?
That's Verne.
Verne. Ah,
that's
yes.
Jules Verne.
Yeah. A wonderful
different,
book.
Different guy.
A wonderful book.
Good movie, as I recall.
Fun, in a silly way.
Would you get in my balloon?
That's a line that hasn't been tried enough lately.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's a reason for
all the bars.
Who said, creation is a drug I can't do without?
Karl Marx.
Hermann Hesse.
No.
A composer?
No, an American filmmaker.
Orson Welles.
Who actually thought he was probably making good movies.
Mm. Ed Wood.
Because he spent a lot of money on them. A lot of money was spent
somebody
on them.
Somebody in the 40s?
In the 30s,
like
the 40s,
DeMille?
The 50s.
DeMille?
DeMille.
Oh.
Cecil B.
DeMille.
What did he know about it?
Not exactly his bag, creation.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, his subject, yes.
Yes, but not his style.
Not a bit.
Who said, losing my virginity was a career move?
Dorothy Parker.
No. No.
It wasn't Mae West.
No.
Claire Crabtree.
Madonna. Madonna.
Yes. Madonna.
Good
for you.
Hey.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Who said?
He was guessing.
Anybody could have guessed that one.
Who said, a jury consists of 12 persons chosen to decide who has the better lawyer?
Johnny Cochran.
No, not Johnny Cochran.
F. Lee Bailey.
No.
Barry Scheck.
No. It's an American writer. Oh. Poet.
Poet?
Mm-hmm. Were there American
from
poets?
From the 30s, 20s? Later?
From the 20s, the 30s, the 40s. He even gave a talk here in the 60s.
Frost.
Robert Frost, yeah.
He was here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Those are the days we used to do things like
John Gardner used to teach here.
Yeah.
And Joyce Carol Oates.
And he was writing Grendel. Who said, what one Christian does is his own responsibility. What one Jew does is thrown back at all Jews.
Alfred Kazin.
No. It's a woman.
Hannah Arendt.
A young woman.
Hannah Arendt.
A young woman.
Anne Frank.
Oh. Yes.
Just read about her having been stupidly in love with Heidegger.
Who, Arendt?
Yeah, I mean, and foolishly.
That's a bad book.
This.
Bad well, book, bad interpretation.
Really?
Don't believe everything you read.
Who can account for loves? I mean,
yeah, right.
I'm sitting here stunned at your judgmentalism.
Exactly.
No.
I can't believe it.
I know very little about her, but the book argues that she foolishly defended him, you know, decades
later. The book is dead wrong.
So it's wrong.
How could she defend him decades later? Yeah, she died when she was 12.
No.
Not Anne Frank.
Not Anne Frank.
Oh, I thought Anne Frank.
I'm glad.
I thought the answer to this question was Anne Frank.
It was.
That's what I heard.
Thank you, Arthur.
They got sidetracked very quickly onto Hannah Arendt.
I don't know how, but and Heidegger and...
Who said, men rarely, if ever, manage to dream up a god superior to themselves. Most gods have the manners and morals of a spoiled child.
Nietzsche.
No.
Shaw.
Science fiction writer.
Oh. Verne.
No.
Wells. Asimov.
A man.
Bradbury.
He has a sadomasochist fetish, in fact.
Mm. King.
No.
Serling.
Sad.
No, it's this one. There's one name out there that no one's mentioned.
Yes, there is.
There's about two
Heinlein.
Dozen names
Heinlein.
Out there.
Heinlein.
Oh, Heinlein. Yeah.
Heinlein.
No, I know the
yes.
name.
I don't even think of him as a writer.
So you're confusing George.
Well, I'm with her.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, that's not true.
Grok.
Yes, thank you.
And who said, finally, in the scheme of things, I'm not as important as Dr. Jonas Salk?
Michael DeBakey.
No, it's an actor, a local boy made good.
Local.
George Segal?
From the Detroit
Robin
area.
Williams?
Not
no.
Jeff. Not,
He had a series on
Jeff
CBS for DeMille. A while.
Not Jeff.
That was set in Hawaii.
Oh, Tom Selleck.
Oh,
Tom Selleck. Yes.
Hawaii,
Mr. Humility.
Five coppers
that
and
man
choppers.
Can act.
Hawaii, five.
Oh.
Well, now he's kind of the crown prince of the... the Hollywood right, isn't he?
Yeah, the Republican Party.
He's the new Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Well, hey, somebody
you know,
had to do it.
My daughter was serving a catered dinner at University of Michigan the year that he died was of this past year. And she waited on him.
Oh, who?
There was Salk. I'm sorry. Not Salk.
Yeah.
And he was
these
perfectly
pronouns.
Lovely. He was just wonderful and very interesting.
That's nice.
Very gracious. And he died about 3 weeks later. I hope it wasn't the food.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, Kiara can do that to people, you know. Oh, well, we thank Mr. Hedrick. He didn't stump the panel.
But send more.
Please send more.
Oh,
yes, please. People like we've had today, please send more.
Yes, you know, really, true.
We need these very much, and we appreciate them. We really do. It's fun to have. It's fun to have questions we can have fun with, but also, you know, are dealing with something other than.
Oh, that's right.
How many gummy bears are there in a bottle like outside of a Kmart or something? Next set of questions. I wish I could just describe what's going on.
I'm glad the vision show. Yeah.
We'd double.
I'm glad the video's off. That's all.
Anyone in particular?
Oh, God.
Remember, a few weeks ago, we promised not to all laugh again and interrupt each other. So now
we're just laughing.
Right.
We're
not interrupting.
No interruption.
That's right. We're doing very well, I think.
Kathy brought in her toys and
yes,
playing with them.
Exactly.
What was
exactly
that doctor's name? Where is the set of questions he owes us?
I don't know. He's someplace in California.
Playing golf.
He's probably stuck in traffic.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
probably is.
Highway 5 or something.
Well, our next set of questions comes from Renee Smith of Dearborn, Michigan, who's becoming a regular questioner.
Yeah.
We know her.
Name the artist in popular music by the title of their albums. So she'll give you an album title.
Okay, Dirt Man, here we go.
Pinups, 1973.
That's not popular.
This is a group.
The first thing he
very
said.
Very good point, Professor Maggio. Yeah.
Why, if this it's any good, it's a classic.
Well,
right?
It's a group or a person.
And this is the album title.
Yes.
Pinups.
Jay Giles.
No.
No, that was later.
The Bangles.
No, he's married to the ex-wife of a former U of D basketball player.
Ah.
Oh, Iman.
Yes.
David Bowie.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Well, hang on, Renee. Panel's off and running here, but we're out of time.
We're
so,
one for one.
Yeah, you're right. You're one for one. This is amazing.
This is momentum for us.
I'll tell you.
This is Big Mo.
So, anyway, I want to thank the panel today, Professor Pickering, sure. Professor Bush,
greetings.
Professor Crabtree, Professor Gravel, Professor Sumner, Professor Maggio, Professor Beard,
hey.
Professor Kulik.
Sure.
And now,
Ask the Professor will soon be recording our annual Christmas program. So please send your holiday questions today. Send them to atp@udmercy.edu.
I don't want to just read the book. I want to write the book.
I don't want to just work for the company. I want to own the company.
I don't want to just live in the building. I want to design the building.
To some, those might sound like rather lofty goals, maybe a little out of reach.
I don't want to drive a sports car. Well, I do. I want to engineer one.
At University of Detroit Mercy, those are the people we want, the big thinkers, the dreamers, because those are the people who make things happen, great things, for themselves and others. And if you're one of them, either just out of high school or ready to transfer, UDM will make it happen for you. Call 1-800-635-5020 today or apply online at www.udmercy.edu. It's not too late.
I don't want to just hope for the cure. I want to discover the cure.
University of Detroit Mercy. We want great things for you.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Smith Media Center and the University of Detroit Mercy Real Campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Melissa Samluck. Our technical director is Michael Jason. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. Till next week, this is your host, Edwin DeWitt.
And we're back next week with another edition of Ask the Professor. So please plan to join us.